Thank you, Walter. Are we okay at the back for sound? Thank you. Yes, the international perspective. I think I feel quite qualified to speak on that perspective because obviously Orange, the operating arm, has undergone a number of changes of ownership in the last few years. In fact, there was a year I think we were owned by Hong Kong headquarters, then it was Germany, and then it was a brief spell in Newbury, so I guess I probably worked for Mike for a while, but and now, of course, we're proud to be a French company with our stock market listing in Paris and New York. So how, throughout that time, have we managed to persuade various levels of management, various organisations, that the Mobile VC is a body that we should invest in and support? The reason that that's been possible is really due to the work. If there was no good quality work, we really would have nothing to sell on to our management. All research and development is a gamble, and you're metricated at the end of the day on the return on investment over 5 or 10 years. Not every project will be a success, but you have to be right more than you are wrong. And what that means is you do need good quality people, you need good quality staff operating in a way that is fast, or you know, able to make the odd mistake, but peer-reviewed and professional. And I think that's what the MVCE has achieved for us. It's given us this forum where there is pre-competitive work. We can all, when we see something close to market, we can all make a business case to do that really quickly. It's the things that are 4 years from market, 5 years from market, that are actually very difficult to get management time within a busy telecoms organisation for. And also, therefore, funding. People don't understand it. They're busy with today's fires and tomorrow's fires. The MVC has allowed us to move some of that longer-term work a little bit further out and pick up some good gearing. The money is appreciated so that the risk is reduced. And that's why we've been involved through our various parent companies from, well, the outset. And are still committed to the core four work and also some of the electives. The world in that time has changed tremendously. The complexity of services has increased. The experience of our users, our customers, has increased. They want more. They expect the impossible every day in every location with total security. Oh, and by the way, we'd like it free, please. That does present a challenge to us all. So we have to maintain this technical lead, this edge, and I think the themes are very well articulated for the next core. Revenues, what are we going to do next? What are people going to consume? What do they want? Cost, how do we keep this cost competitive? How do we compete with some of the maybe less regulated technologies and some of the technologies where there's a lot of hype and a lot of confusion, and yes, there's the fantastic, I like that, the market spec as compared to the deliverable specification. That actually creates two things. It creates confusion in the marketplace, and it leads to customer confusion. Which is cheapest, which is best? So we have this theme on lowest cost per bit, per megahertz, per square kilometre, per megawatt, whatever the metrics are, that we can relate to directly, and so we support this particularly. Obviously, Stephen has expressed very clearly the motivation for our security. The same issues keep cropping up every time. If you put applications on, if you put devices with more and more capabilities, with more and more radio interfaces, there will be more and more fear in the customer's mind, and they will use less and less. We don't particularly want to subsidise phones with multiple radio interfaces, which the security manager in a firm turns off all the interfaces for because they don't trust the security. So we have to crack this nut to get to the wonderful world of converged services, where you move seamlessly from one place to another with service continuity with this one logon. So what am I saying? I'm saying I believe that the reason MBCE has gone from strength to strength is because of its relevance and because it allows my colleagues to work in a pre-competitive way with the best of the industry and with the best of academia within a very low management overhead structure where there is very sensible, simple IPR rules, and the management of academia is not in the hands of industry, but it's managed for us in a very good interface. So we look forward to the world evolving to KTNs and other things, but we hope that the simplicity of those arrangements can continue and that we go from strength to strength. So, thank you.